Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. Warhorse Studios recently unveiled Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, the highly anticipated sequel to its critically acclaimed RPG set in medieval Bohemia. The announcement was made at a private event, where the studio revealed that the sequel will be significantly larger in scale compared to its predecessor. Creative director Daniel Vavra highlighted the evolution of the project, noting that the sequel is essentially the realization of the studio's original vision, which they could not fully achieve initially due to limited resources and experience. What we are making now is what it was supposed to be in the beginning, but we weren't able to do it because we didn't have enough resources and experiences and all that stuff, Vavra explained. He added that having proven the concept with the first game, the team is now poised to expand on that foundation and elevate the game to new heights. Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 promises to be a behemoth of a game, featuring 5 hours of cutscenes, up from 3 in the original, and a narrative described as much more epic. The story will continue from where the first game ended, following protagonist Henry and his traveling companion Sir Hans Capon. While the original game focused on the challenges of small nobility, the sequel will delve into the problems of kings, suggesting a broader and more intense exploration of medieval power dynamics. The original Kingdom Come Deliverance was known for its blend of Elder Scrolls-like first-person exploration and a detailed focus on historical accuracy. Despite receiving mixed reviews, particularly regarding its technical performance, it was a commercial success, selling around 6 million units by February 2024. Warhorse Studios has experienced significant growth since the release of the original game, expanding from a modest team of 11 to approximately 250 employees. The studio is now under Plyon, a subsidiary of the Embracer Group, positioning it to leverage greater resources for their ambitious projects. As Sea of Thieves prepares to embark on its journey to the PlayStation 5, Rare, the game's developer, has shared some impressive milestones. Since its initial release in 2018, Sea of Thieves has attracted over 40 million players from its availability on Xbox, Windows 10, and Steam platforms. Joe Neat, the executive producer, highlighted this achievement in a recent blog post, emphasizing the game's broad appeal and success. Sea of Thieves initially launched on Xbox One and PC, and over the past 6 years, Rare has consistently enhanced the game with more than 100 free updates. The upcoming Season 12 promises to continue this trend, introducing new features such as throwing knives and the bone caller. The game is set to debut on the PS5 on April 30th, with a premium edition available that offers 5 days of early access starting April 25th. This new version will support seamless progress and item transfers from the Xbox version, ensuring a fluid transition for existing players. Additionally, it will feature PlayStation-only servers and an option to disable crossplay, catering to the preferences of the PlayStation community. The performance specifications will align with those of the Xbox Series X, and the game will include 60 base trophies, including a platinum trophy titled Pirate Perfectionist. Sea of Thieves has significantly shaped Rare's trajectory, proving to be a critical success following a period of uncertainty during the studio's Kinect Sports phase. This success has helped to cement Rare's reputation as a capable and innovative game developer. Looking ahead, Rare continues to develop Everwild, first announced in 2019, although a release window for this title remains unconfirmed. In April 2020, Gearbox Software, known for developing Borderlands 3, embarked on an innovative project called Borderlands Science in collaboration with biomedical researchers and Mayim Bialik, an actress and scientist famous for her role on The Big Bang Theory. The initiative aimed to leverage the entertainment value of video games to generate real-world scientific data that could assist biologists in studying the human microbiome. Humans are hosts to an immense number of microbes, estimated to be in the tens of trillions, which significantly affect health and could influence the development of diseases like Alzheimer's, These microbes are incredibly diverse, particularly at the DNA level, and are influenced by diet, exercise, and other lifestyle factors. Despite extensive research, the vast diversity of these microbial ecosystems has made it difficult for scientists to understand how specific microbes affect human health. One major challenge in microbiome research has been the accuracy of computer-analyzed microbial DNA, which is often fraught with small errors due to the complexity of the data. These errors can significantly impact the reliability of further research that uses this data. To address this issue, Attila Santner, an adjunct professor at Canada's McGill University, proposed a unique solution that involved the gaming community. Santner and his team collaborated with Gearbox to create a mini-game within Borderlands 3 that would help refine this crucial DNA data. The mini-game presented players with puzzles that involved rearranging and color-matching tiles representing segments of real microbe DNA derived from human fecal matter. By solving these puzzles, players could help correct errors in the DNA data, enhancing its accuracy for scientific use. As a bonus, participants in the minigame could earn in-game currency, adding an extra layer of incentive to engage with the game. This innovative approach to crowdsourcing scientific data analysis proved highly effective, attracting contributions from 4.5 million players. Santner praised the community's involvement, emphasizing that the achievements in refining the DNA data were also a testament to the players' efforts, and they should feel proud of their contribution to advancing scientific understanding. Colossal Order and Paradox. Interactive, the developer and publisher of Cities Skylines 2, are facing challenges with their latest release. Following significant backlash over the game's launch and subsequent DLC, the companies have offered refunds for the recently released Beach Properties DLC. This decision comes amid widespread criticism from the community regarding both the game and the DLC's content. Cities Skylines 2, which debuted in October 2023, quickly encountered problems that negatively impacted player reception. This resulted in the game receiving a mostly negative rating for recent reviews on Steam, contrasting sharply with the more positive reception of its predecessor, which continues to attract more players than the sequel. The dissatisfaction escalated with the release of the Beach Properties DLC, priced at $9.99 or available through the Cities Skylines 2 Waterfronts Expansion Pass or Ultimate Edition. Players were particularly frustrated because the DLC, which suggested an enhancement of waterfront areas, failed to include actual beach assets, contrary to what many expected based on its name. The DLC has since garnered overwhelmingly negative reviews on Steam. In response to the ongoing issues, Mariina Halikainen, CEO of Colossal Order, has expressed regret, particularly over the lack of modding support, which she cited as the developer's biggest regret. This feature was a significant part of the original Cities Skylines appeal, and its absence in the sequel has been a point of contention among the community. Amid these challenges, both Halikainen and Matthias Lilja, deputy CEO of Paradox, have issued a joint statement addressing the issues and acknowledging that the Beach Properties DLC was hastily released in an attempt to counteract the negative sentiments surrounding the game's launch. Larian Studios, known for their critically acclaimed work on Baldur's Gate 3, has officially moved on from the Dungeons & Dragons universe to focus on new ventures. The studio has announced that it is developing two new projects, both based on its own intellectual properties. Sven Vinke, the founder of Larian Studios, discussed these projects earlier in the year with Eurogamer, calling them big and ambitious. Although initial discussions seemed tentative, a recent confirmation has solidified that these projects are actively in development. The announcement came via a Steam blog post, which primarily focused on detailing an upcoming patch for Baldur's Gate 3. In the same post, Larian also reiterated its previous stance that it would not be adding major new narrative content or expansions to Baldur's Gate 3, nor is there a Baldur's Gate 4 in the works. This marks a clear shift for the studio towards new creative horizons. Vinca's description of the new projects as our best work ever suggests a strong commitment to innovation and quality, building on the success and expertise Larian has cultivated through its previous titles. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.